Along the way, I will introduce my family. They also endangered their lives to save mine. Even in the worst of times, they made me feel I was loved and that my life mattered. In my eyes, they are heroes too. Chapter 1. I ran barefoot across the meadow toward the river. Once among the trees, I tore off my clothes, grabbed my favorite low-hanging branch, swung out across the river, and let go. A perfect landing. Floating along in the river, I heard one splash and then another as two of my friends joined me. Soon we three climbed out of the water and raced back to our favorite trees to start all over again. When lumberjacks working upstream threatened to spoil our fun by sending their freshly cut trees downstream to the mill, we adapted quickly, opting to lie on our backs, each on a separate log, gazing at the sunlight breaking through the canopy of oak, spruce, and pine. No matter how many times we repeated these routines, I never tired of them. Sometimes on those hot summer days, we wore swim trunks, at least if we thought any adults might be around. Mostly, we were naked. What made the escapades even more exciting was that my mother had forbidden me from going.